today. That's Nick Jonas and the brothers right there and Waffle House. It's Sunny 101.9. I don't even remember 32.
32, it's a while ago. All right, it is quarter to eight here on this Monday. Joining us now on the line with an update on things happening.
With the giggle of understanding of what I just said.
State Senator Ed McBroom with us on the line. Good morning, sir. Good to have you back on the program.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's crazy when you think, somebody will tell you, that happened 30 years ago, and you're like, no, it didn't. It happened in the 90s. That is 30 years ago.
Exactly. So, well, actually, we're in kind of a stretch right now where a lot of legislators, lawmakers are out campaigning. It's that time of year here now, and maybe not so much happening in Lansing right now, but let's talk about that a little bit. This is sort of the campaigning time, and we see this in sometimes a summer breather and all of that, and then getting into the fall again. Let's talk about what happens or not happens at this time of year.
Yeah, it's really different. It's really changed a lot in just the last couple of cycles versus what it was when I started just 14 years ago, because you used to have most of the voting happen on election day, and a significant but not large amount happen in the preceding weeks. And now with so much absentee voting happening before September's even over, mm-hmm. and then the early voting, the campaigning right now and the ads are really in earnest right now, whereas they used to be kind of in earnest the last two or three weeks of October. So it's really changing the whole landscape of when do you knock on doors and when do you do your TV ads. And people are noticing it, too.
And also, you as someone that is in the legislature, you're out also campaigning as well and helping out with that. So that keeps you busy, but there's always work to be done in Lansing. But at this time of year, it can slow down that way, can't it?
It can, and, I'm not up for re-election, right. And then I'm termed out anyway. But I am helping other candidates, both here in the UP and other places when I can. But in Lansing, the big thing right now, this particular cycle, is that the Democrats hold only one vote majorities in both the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. And so even if just one member of the caucus says, I can't come in today, I've got a forum, I've got to meet with this group, that means that the majority party says, well, we can't have session because we don't have enough votes. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes really difficult for them to force everybody else to show up when there's going to be one member missing.
Well, let's talk about this now, and State Senator Ed McBroom is with us on the line here. We look now ahead to get past the elections for first part of November, then you get back into session and what is called lame duck session.
Lame duck.
This is when a lot of things can happen. What does Ed McBroom think we're going to see in lame duck after we get through the elections?
Well, the leadership and both parties do this, believe me, but they had a huge freshman class of Democrats come in, and so they really take advantage, and either party does this to its members, but they'll take advantage of those freshmen during the cycle, during the earlier time, when that member has, hey, I've got this project, I've got this pet project I've been working on, and they're like, well, that's fine, but we've got these more important pressing things. We've got the budget, we've got big issues, we've got things the governor wants. So we'll just push your issue back to lame duck. Don't worry, we'll get to it in lame duck. And members like, oh, okay. And they let that happen. And so lame duck is slammed with stuff this year. There's thousands of bills that members have gotten promises are going to come up in lame duck. And the chances, there's just not enough bandwidth or time to get them all done. So there's going to be a lot of disappointment. If the Democrats maintain control of the House, lame duck will probably be pretty quiet. I hope we'll get the FOIA bills done and maybe the veterans' property tax credit fix for local government and hopefully a budget supplemental. And I think all those would be bipartisan, and it would be a pretty quiet lame duck. But if the Democrats lose majority, it's going to be really, really crazy and ugly, and there's going to be a lot of frustration and from both sides of the aisle, because a lot of members won't get their issue through anyway. And a few big-ticket, once-in-a-lifetime type issues will move to the forefront that I don't even know what they might be holding in the background and have even introduced. But that'll become the big ticket thing to get done before they lose this opportunity to have all three legs of the stool.
Now, you mentioned, of course, you're term limited out and you're not running here. When are you done again? When are you actually finished?
So I have two more years to serve as of the end of this year. So everybody will have to kick around with Ed McBroom till December of 26.
Yeah, I'm sure that, and it's probably going to be some interesting times because of those close majorities, and we see that with the advertising with all of the districts and everything. Always good to have your perspective on the show.
And, you know, in 2 years, Ed, when you're done in the Senate, you can always join us.
I love radio, guys. That would be a dream come true, tell you.
Yeah, well, then we'll really hear what really happened anyway, but that's another story. Ed, thank you for your time this morning, and we will talk with you again soon, okay?
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Bye. State Senator Ed McBroom with us this morning. A quick update on things happening and, well, not happening in Lansing right now, but if you did miss any of that interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.